Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
To catch up with Dutch football expert Peter McVittie. Morning to you, Peter. Let's find him here on the desk. Morning to you, Peter.
Good morning. How are you?
Sorry about that. I had you on the wrong fader there. Very good. Thank you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Obviously, your expertise is Dutch football. You're based over there. And yesterday, big news in the sense of De Boer leaving his club Ajax. What was the initial thought about that? You'd obviously mentioned in the days preceding it that he would be interested in the likes of an Everton or a Valencia.
Yeah, it was no real surprise. The last 2 years at Ajax have really been quite shambolic, to be honest with you. And my feeling a year ago was that it was time for him to go then. So it seemed that it didn't really matter how this season went. It would be his last. He had a golden chance to win a fifth Eredivisie title under De Boer, and they just surrendered it in the most horrific and shambolic way on the last day of the season. And it just seemed like that was it. The fight was gone. The motivation, I think, has been gone for some time, and the desire to change things and keep things interesting have not been there for De Boer and Ajax for the last two, maybe 3 years. And so it felt like, yeah, it was the right time to go. It was the thing to do, and it was no real surprise at all.
I just sense from that first minute of you talking that maybe you would put a question mark over whether he is appropriate or at the right level within his development to step into a Premier League club like Everton.
No, I think it's beyond the right level for him to step into his development now, because the problem is that when he first started at Ajax, it was his first senior coaching role. He did remarkably well. He completely changed his team. He was innovative. He was adventurous. He was bright and inventive and doing these, made Ajax a really interesting and really exciting team. And he did it for 3 years, but after that first three, well, he did it for 4 years, winning, he was the first Ajax coach in history to win four consecutive league titles. But things just kind of grew stale. He didn't really have any need to make new ideas, because the ones that he was working with first just seemed to work. And he was doing good things. I mean, he was playing Christian Eriksen and CM De Jong and false nine roles against Champions League teams, and it was working. Mm. It was making things exciting. But then he just kept on doing the same things with different players and didn't really have any new ideas. And I think that's the problem, is that, well, it kind of got too easy for him, and he stopped challenging himself, and he needs that challenge. And I think, well, a step up to the Premier League, I think, is right, and I think it's a necessity, because he's going to have to make new ideas. He really needed to have new ideas for this season after PSV just demolished and humiliated Ajax in the title race last season. And now he needs to challenge himself to adapt to a different level, and that's key, is how he adapts to it. So I do think it is the right time for him to go, and I mean, 2 years ago I was hailing him as a special coach and one of the most promising in Europe. There was a reason that he was touted as a future Barcelona coach. There was a reason that he was offered the Liverpool job. He was just narrowly beaten to the Tottenham job by Pochettino. There was a reason for this, but now things have changed slightly. He still does have prospects. Everton is a good club for him to go to, and one that I'm not surprised that he's interested in. But, well, with all due respect, it's not the same level as the jobs that he was seen as being ready to take just 2 years ago.
I was going to ask you, I mean, just in terms of the level of the Eredivisie, where would you put it? Because I don't think a lot of people here quite understand the quality of Eredivisie. Is it significant, or is it like the Scottish Premier? Is it better than that? Is it somewhere in between? What are we looking at?
Yeah, it's better than the Scottish Premier League, and I think it's a very unique kind of league. It's just full of young talents all the time. It's not one that there are always immensely experienced players, and it is generally just a developing league, or a development league more than anything, because there are always young players coming through. That you see it in how many move to the Premier League. But in that sense, it's understated, because everyone says, well, you can't get a good striker from the Eredivisie, because look at Alfonso Alves. He was a hero and here in vain, but he did nothing at Middlesbrough. But look at guys like Graziano Pella and Dusan Tadic, Jordi Klaasi, well, I won't mention Memphis Depay, but and Jorginho Wijnaldum, and who over the last couple of years have made the step up to the Premier League from the Eredivisie and looked smashing. Luis Suarez was another. So yeah, the league is not fantastic, but people adapt to different levels, and people are often ready to make a step up, and that's what Frank de Boer is. Crucially, I mean, he really should have won the league this season. His team was really, really good. He had such a fantastic squad, but it was just so stale and one-dimensional, and he never really picked up on the mistakes that he was making, and didn't really. It took him too long to change his team from being just all width and crosses and one dimension to actually being interesting and developing in a way that PSV did. And I think that's important to think on. And the other problem is that in Europe, he was just a complete failure with Ajax. He had some tough draws in the group stages of the Champions League, but his goal was always to make it into the second round, and they didn't do it. This season in Europe, they surrendered a lead against Rapid Vienna in the qualifiers and crashed out. They went into a really poor Europa League group and did absolutely nothing. They won one game. And that was the first real chance that PSV had. They made it into the second round and only lost on penalties to the eventual finalists and possibly winners. So it's really quite incredible how well Philip Cocu has done so well, despite not really having shown the same promise that Frank de Boer has in the last few years.
And Frank de Boer stepping down or away from his job at Ajax, is that mere coincidence that it happens on the same day as Everton sack Roberto Martinez?
Well, I would like to think so. I'm not sure if there's any games at play there or anything's been going on, but I think that De Boer was always going to leave this summer. I didn't really see any alternative to it. I really felt it was destined to happen. They lost the league title in a 1-1 draw against the team that was second bottom in the table, that had nothing to play for. And all Ajax had to do was win. And I think that's something that no coach of a team like Ajax is ever really going to live down.
No, it's a final nail, that one, isn't it? Just a very quick thought on Ronald Koeman, and if one of these two gets appointed, hopefully we'll get you back on at the time just to talk about what they'll do with Everton. But Koeman, obviously a bit more experience of the Premier League. Would he be a more ideal choice for you or not?
I think so. I think what Everton need now is someone with some kind of defensive stability to the way they play, and I think that's what Koeman does. He's tactically sound. I do find it quite fitting, though, that he has been touted as the one that Everton want, even while Frank de Boer and his agent have said that they want the Everton job, and Frank de Boer and Ronald Koeman have the same agent. It's quite interesting, and it's been pointed out to me that it would be quite fitting if Koeman got the job at Everton and his agent moved Frank de Boer to Southampton, and it would be a big payday for Guido Albers. But I think, yeah, he's a really good coach. I was so horribly devastated that he wasn't made the Netherlands coach ahead of Chris Hiddink after Van Gaal left. I really think it's a difficult one because he's not someone who really improves a team and can really bring them up a level. And I think in the Premier League, that's really, really difficult. But he does improve teams in a way, and he is a good coach. What he's done at Southampton has been good, but he works well in a good system and a good environment, a place that has a philosophy or a way of playing, a certain way of playing and a certain way to do things. And he built on what Pochettino did at Southampton. But the Everton job is a bit less stable, I think, in terms of you don't know what players are going to be sold. They are in a bit of a precarious position in the league and their own development, and so it's whether or not it's an ideal job for him is a difficult one.
Okay, super. Well, we'll have to leave it there, Peter, but brilliant to catch up, and hopefully if we see either of those two get into post, hopefully we can have a chat then and just see how you feel it might change things at Everton Football Club. But thanks for your time this morning, Peter.
Thank you very much.
That's Peter McVitie. He's over in Holland. He's an expert on Dutch football.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.